welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, we take a look inside the pages of the brand new Prophecy in the News magazine, and then a little later, Greg Patton will be living in today's world. Just as David declared to Goliath, we shout back at the forces of evil, the battle is the Lord's. Southwest Radio Ministries' current financial crisis is in God's hands. He will give us the victory. He alone will be glorified. Would you sling a rock at the head of this Goliath today? How? Just as God worked through David to accomplish a miraculous victory and destroy the mighty giant, would you prayerfully consider what you can give today to sustain Southwest Radio Ministries at this critical moment? This spiritual and financial giant threatens to undo this ministry. But God is greater. Could God have defeated Goliath without David? Well, yes, most certainly. But God often chooses to do amazing work through people who trust God. What eternal impact could you make today by partnering with Southwest Radio Church, dear friend? Please join us in prayer. Please stand with us at this critical moment in our ministry's history. Your one-time and monthly recurring gifts will enable us to continue slinging stones at the spiritual forces of evil. Give today by visiting our website, swrc.com. That's swrc.com. You can also support the ministry right now by calling 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. We need to hear from you today. Thank you for standing with us as a faithful army of Watchmen on the Wall. Today on Watchmen on the Wall, we are excited to have with us the Prophecy in the News magazine editor, Lise Cutshaw. Lise, welcome back to Watchmen on the Wall.
Thank you, Matthew. It's exciting to have you with me.
We are excited to have you here because we get to preview the latest issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine. And if we have time, we're going to take a look at the Prophetic Observer newsletter. And before we get started on the insides of these great publications, I just want to remind folks that these monthly publications, the magazine, Prophecy in the News magazine, the Prophetic Observer newsletter, they are made possible because of the generous support of those who are out there right now, our listeners, those that are right now saying, you know what, I appreciate the Prophetic Observer. I love reading Prophecy in the News magazine each issue. Well, that's made possible because of you, your prayers, number one, and most importantly, your prayers, and then number two, your gifts, those financial gifts, those one-time gifts, those monthly gifts, they all go to help us hire qualified staff members that write and research the articles that you read in each of these publications. So I would be, well, remiss if I didn't humbly ask for folks right now, if you appreciate the Prophetic Observer, Prophecy in the News magazine, would you prayerfully consider giving a gift today? It's super easy to do. Just give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can give at our website. Simply visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com. And you might say, why is Matthew starting with an ask? Because without your gifts, we can't be here. We won't be here to be able to talk about these wonderful publications. So in advance, let me say thank you. Thank you for calling today. Thank you for going on the website. Thank you for giving to the work of Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries.
God bless you.
All right, Lise, let's get into it. The brand new issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine, and this is hard to believe, this is issue number 31?
Yes, it is.
Does it does it feel like issue number 31 or issue 331?
Well, it just depends on the day and the time.
Well, tell us, what is issue 31 all about?
It is about economy, one world government, business, anything that's in the economic realm, from, as always, biblical viewpoints and perspectives.
Well, I think it's extremely important that you guys are tackling this whole topic, which is a huge topic, really, when you think about it. In the Bible prophecy world, they talk about the one world economy. Well, there's a lot more involved when you really start to dig deeper, when you really start to pull back the curtain, and you guys do that in this issue of the Prophecy in the News magazine.
I think a lot of people do not realize how much that is going on today in our economy and in business and in the marketplace and in our stores and in everything that goes into what we pay, how we live, making a living nowadays, really comes from biblical prophecies. We are fulfilling every moment of every day more and more biblical prophecies about the one world economy and government, and for that matter, religion. It's coming and we can see it. And our wonderful authors, they are Bible scholars, they are researchers, they are pastors, they are evangelists who travel the country and the world. They have really important insights into what is going on, and we're so thrilled to be able to share those.
I take a look inside the pages. I got a little preview copy, well, not copy, but a preview look at it. And I mean, you guys are tackling how technology and specifically artificial intelligence is going to affect and could possibly devastate the United States and the European workforce. I mean, you have a really in-depth article about that, don't you?
We do. Josh Davis, our staff evangelist at SWRC, and our staff expert on globalism, really digs in and provides for us a lot of information that we don't realize from listening to mainstream media or sometimes even other more conservative media. He says that up to 12 million workers in the U.S. and Europe could be replaced by AI or automation of some kind over the next 5 years.
Well, that leads directly into another one of the articles, because if you're going to have, you know, up to 12 million workers around across Europe and the United States losing their jobs due to artificial intelligence, the governments of those countries are going to be aware of that, which means that they have to actively, knowingly cede their sovereignty to be able to allow that to happen. And you address that, or actually Dr. Lonnie Shipman addresses that with a really fascinating article and fascinating look at the one world government and economy from the perspective of the surrender of the nation's sovereignty, right?
And we looked at that. We saw that happening so very much in a previous American administration. And there was a lot of discussion about that. And it's happening all over the world now. And Dr. Shipman takes it from a historical biblical perspective up to today, from the times of the Gentiles beginning to the growing one world empire of what he says will be and is the Antichrist.
Folks, if you don't have a subscription to the Prophecy in the News magazine, now is the absolute perfect time to start that subscription. Call today 1-800-652-1144 or visit prophecyinthenews.com. Prophecyinthenews.com or 1-800-652-1144. Start that subscription today. And I want to say a quick note, a quick message to the folks that need to renew that subscription. Lots and lots and lots of folks have been on 1 year, 2 year, and even now, believe it or not, 3 year subscriptions, and they're running out. They need to renew those subscriptions so you can keep getting great issues like the One World Government Economy issue that is out right now. 1-800-652-1144 to renew and to sign up for first-time subscriptions to the Prophecy in the News magazine. Now, Lise, as you were putting this issue together, you didn't just deal with artificial intelligence taking over jobs, but you also dealt with, well,
The business of robotics. Now, what are we talking about there?
There is so much going on in the world of robotics. And I think because of Elon Musk and his robots, that perhaps it is more prevalent and people are seeing what's happening a little bit more than they might otherwise. But there is a reprinted article that I just couldn't resist to pair, especially with Josh's Global Workforce article about the scary big business of robotics. It is expected to grow from a $33.83 billion market to $135 billion within just 10 years.
That's amazing. And by the way, let's be clear, we're not necessarily saying as a whole, artificial intelligence is bad, robots are bad. It's the application of the artificial intelligence, of the AI, of the robotics, and what that means to you, your family, your extended family, your communities. That's what we're talking about. But where's the intersection, Lees, of robotics, artificial intelligence, the governments of the world, as it relates to end times and what the Bible talks about all throughout Scripture? That's what we're really looking at in the Prophecy in the News magazine.
And I think that we're seeing some of the globalist, elitist thinking infiltrating here, that we need a smaller population, fewer people, as we've heard some of the globalists say, some of the
not
money.
Them, though, not them.
No,
just fewer
of course.
Other people.
They
not
get
them.
To stay.
Got it.
And keep amassing their fortunes. But families should be getting smaller and having fewer or no children, they say. And so they're ready. They're ready to replace our workforces with robots and with AI. And yes, I'm not trying to make anyone panic, but it is a little unsettling, even though almost on a daily basis, we come in contact with Google AI or some form of AI, and we certainly use it in some design and other areas, but it is a little unsettling.
Now, in this edition, this issue of Prophecy in the News magazine, you also talk about COVID. You talk about Big Pharma. What does that have to do with the economy and one world government in today's context? What does that have to do?
Well, some of our friends and some of our staff, such as Dr. Patton and many others, call it the plandemic that we so far have survived, but they see others coming because these are great opportunities to control and manipulate the public, and as a result, to control and manipulate their spending based sometimes on their fears or on scarcities. And I had the opportunity and the privilege to talk with Dr. Denise Sibley, who is a COVID doctor, someone who actually stopped her regular practice, her internal medicine practice, back as COVID was just beginning, because she wanted to treat people properly for COVID. So she has been watching and serving and treating people and keeping them out of the hospitals and saving lives by God's grace. She's a wonderful, godly woman and doctor, and she is a servant. And she has worked with Dr. Peter McCullough and numerous other doctors that are internationally known in trying to make sure that COVID's repercussions are as mitigated as possible, and to bring to light what really happened, how Big Pharma really, and many, many businesses really made, I don't want to say a killing, I don't mean that pun at all, I'm so sorry, but made a lot of money from the shots and from all of the paraphernalia, what they call the countermeasures that went along with COVID. and would go along with the next pandemic, especially if we turn over our sovereignty and let these folks rule and guide.
Well, and you'll get the details on this. These folks were able to make billions of dollars off this pandemic, off this disease of COVID. When you read the article from the interview that Lee's had with Dr. Sibley, now, all the folks that are already subscribers, you're going to get this magazine. You may already have it in your mailbox, and you're going to get all these awesome details. If you aren't a subscriber, what are you waiting on? Prophecy in the News magazine is your trusted source for news, analysis, insights you're not going to get anywhere else, and an inside look at the current events of our day through the lens of Scripture. Make sure you subscribe today. 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, and yes, even lifetime subscriptions are available. 1-800-652-1144 is the number to sign up and subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine today. 1-800-652-1144, or simply visit prophecyinthenews.com. You've got a really special treat in this issue of the magazine, Lee's, and that is Billy Crone. Our friend Billy Crone is in the magazine once again and doing what he does, following the money, right?
He is. Billy Crone is amazing. That man can do research, and he has shown us, he's revealed in his latest books and DVDs, how global elites and billionaires are building the infrastructure for the Antichrist's kingdom. This really connects with Dr. Shipman's article as well. John Ruiz, our senior writer, has been working on this particular piece, and all the differing details and so many little pieces that Pastor Crone has put together. He is a favorite of ours. So is Mr. Ruiz. I think that this is going to be one of the most eye-opening, perhaps shocking, articles yet.
And now, right now, people are listening, whether they're listening on the radio or maybe they're listening through our free mobile app, checking us out through a podcast possibly. And they're like, man, all I'm hearing is doom and gloom. All I'm hearing is negativity.
No.
It's all over. What's the ever-loving point? Let's just get rid of everything. No, my friends, that's not why we're here. We always, in everything we do, we want to point you to the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Now, how do we deal with all of this? Whether it is the global workforce, robotics, artificial intelligence, all of the nonsense going on with the one world governments and them ceding their sovereignty, and what do we do? Well, how about this? How about we declare our independence, but specifically our economic independence? And you guys talk about that and address this economic independence inside the pages of this issue of Prophecy in the News magazine. Talk to us about that, Lee's.
We do indeed. Roger Simmermaker has written a number of books and resources regarding being a consumer patriot, also how to better understand things that are so confusing and so much on the tips of our tongues, like free trade versus tariffs, and what's good, what's bad, what serves the public and what serves big business. Mr. Simmermaker has really clarified for us in an article that he wrote specially for this magazine about how can we become a more independent nation. Yes, we need to be consumer patriots, but it's not simply buying products that say made in the USA. That's a start, he says, but he gives us many insights into how we can really support our country being an independent nation and not as dependent on other countries as, of course, our present administration is espousing.
All right, don't give it all away, ladies.
Nope,
we
nope.
want people to read the magazine. We
no
want you guys to get
here.
A copy of it. And by the way, I forgot to mention, you can, of course, get a printed copy of Prophecy in the News magazine when you subscribe. You can also get a digital copy, and we'll be happy
That's right.
to email that to you as well. We've got that in a flipbook form. And of course, we also have, as we do in every issue, we've got a classic article from the Prophecy in the News founder, J.R. Church. And so you'll be sure to want to check that out as well. Before we head out today, though, Lise, we want to make sure that we let folks know about the latest issue of our Prophetic Observer newsletter. The Prophetic Observer newsletter, as it likes to say, is keeping time on God's prophetic clock. It is a very unique publication to Southwest Radio Ministries. It's been going strong now for over 32 years, and the latest issue of the Prophetic Observer is pretty spectacular. The cover story of this issue of the Prophetic Observer is entitled, "The Path to Global Control." I added the emphasis there, but it's talking about the World Health Organization. And I didn't know this, but according to this article in the Prophetic Observer, there's a brand new World Health Organization agreement that, when you dig a little deeper, this new agreement is pretty scary. It's a pretty scary thing that can have the possibility to affect everyone. And you need to get the details on that, and you can. There's also another article. That article about the World Health Organization agreement and all the global control that goes along with it is by Josh Davis. And then, of course, our very own Dr. Larry Spargimino has written a wonderful article that's also in the Prophetic Observer this time. It's talking about lessons that you and I can learn from Israel's past, present, and future. And I don't want to give any more away than that, but I will say this. If you want a little preview, go to the book of Hosea in the Old Testament. I'm just telling you, some wonderful, wonderful material there, some real encouragement for you inside the pages of the latest edition of the Prophetic Observer. As we were talking earlier, Lise, the way folks get the Prophecy in the News magazine is they subscribe to it. The way you get the Prophetic Observer newsletter is you just sign up for it. It is a free gift to our supporters. It is a free gift to those who pray for us, to those who donate. It is our way of letting you know what's going on the inside to encourage you. And we make that available to all of the folks who donate, who give, and who pray. All you have to do is call the 800 number and say, "I'd like to receive the Prophetic Observer." And if you'd like to give a gift, that'd be cool too. 1-800-652. You knew I was going to do that. 1-800-652-1144 is the number to call. It's the all-purpose number, guys. You call that number, you can give a donation. You call that number, you can sign up and get the Prophetic Observer newsletter. You can also call that number and subscribe to our Prophecy in the News magazine. 1-800-652-1144. Or just visit our website, swrc.com. And we've got everything there that you can possibly want. Lise, are we already working on the next issue of Prophecy in the News?
Absolutely.
Do you ever stop working on Prophecy in the News magazine?
No, sir, I don't. You won't let me.
That's right. That's right. I won't. She just told the secret. She said the quiet part out loud right there.
He gets that whip out.
It's like,
let's
go.
Wants me to get serious.
Next issue. Next issue. And let me tell you something. The feedback we're getting from folks who are reading and really taking to heart the articles inside these publications means everything to us. Because in all seriousness, it is dozens and dozens of, if not hundreds of hours for each issue of these publications from the writers, the editors, and everyone in between. And plus, you have to make them. We make all of this in-house. We print all of this in-house to keep the cost low. And to be able to do all of that takes time, it takes effort, and yeah, it takes resources. It takes funding as well. So thank you to everyone who is helping to spread the gospel, to spread the news,
Amen.
The good news and the warnings that are out there as well through these awesome publications. Lise Cutshaw, thank you for editing these awesome newsletters and magazines. And
I have a great team.
You do.
Oh, fearless leader.
And you do have a wonderful team. Now, let's go get serious.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for praying for us. Thank you for donating.
Yes.
And thank you for not just reading the newsletter, Prophetic Observer, and the Prophecy and News magazine, but thank you for sharing it with others, because that's how we spread the good news.
All the articles, information, and analysis on the news of the day through the lens of Scripture. You'll find it in the Prophecy in the News magazine. Make sure you subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. 1144 or simply visit swrc.com. Subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine. When you subscribe, you can choose from a print or digital version. Don't miss out on another issue. Prophecy in the News magazine. 1-800-652-1144. Call today and subscribe to the Prophecy in the News magazine. Greg Patton, author of Invisible War on the Saints and the New America, comes right now to help and encourage us as we live in today's world.
So what do you think? God still working miracles today? I'm at that age. It seems like everything is starting to go wrong physically. How's your heart today? Oh, not on that spiritual plan. I'm talking the physical one now. Somewhere along the line, this spring, I developed an AFib, and we're still working on that. There was a time I used to boast, say, hey, take no medicine, no prescriptions. I get high on aspirin, so I don't take anything. My goodness, there's quite a list here now. Blood pressure, heart medication, slow things down, working on this AFib thing. A heart problem. We're all going to go this way sooner or later. And when I say this way, I'm talking about through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, my friend, we serve a miracle-working God. We need to realize that more often and just talk to Him. Bring your request to Him, my friend, and He will answer accordingly. What a God you and I serve. Fantastic story of living in today's world. It's two for one. Miracle-working God that we serve.
Hurricanes threaten the seaside cities. Tornadoes swirl between coasts. There's almost always a storm of some kind coming or going in the summertime. Summer is eternally the hardest time of year for all ministries. To weather these storms, media ministries like Southwest Radio depend entirely on your gifts. Every day for 92 years, we have boldly reached out to the world with gospel clarity, no matter how fast or in which direction the globe and its cultures are spinning. We all need a moral compass more than ever. Help us keep pointing people in the right direction, toward God's Word and His promises for those who believe on Him. Call today to become a monthly partner. 1-800-652-1144. Or go to swrc.com/donate. Friends, we need to hear from you today. swrc.com or 1-800-652-1144. Thank you for your support and prayers. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website today, swrc.com. That's swrc.com.